Should we play the theme tune then?
Have we got a theme tune?
Yeah. Hello, lad. Oh, hang on. You got your video on, have you? Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, I don't know if it sounds shit, then I can turn it off. Obviously it's
nah, it's all right, mate. I'll look. I've got my camera over here, which is really annoying. I moved it, and now it... Oh, look. More chins in a fucking Chinese phone book. I have to grow my beard back.
They contribute nothing to our culture and are to be stamped out.
This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
You know, with my circle of famous people and stuff that just get drawn to me these days, mate, yeah? Me and my mate Neil Young, I said, look, Neil, I know you did that stuff of Crosby, Stills, Nash and Cunt. I said, but cheer up, mate. Why don't you do me and my mate Dom a favour, record a nice little funny little cover version of... I don't know, Milkshake, like, it might cheer Cat up, because Cat's not feeling very well at the moment. So he said, Davian, yeah, I'll do it for you. And this is what he recorded for us.
I'm on.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I have to charge. But I have to charge.
Good old Neil Young, eh? He's not a grumpy cunt after all, eh?
No, not at all. And that's really fitting. And yeah, rest in peace, Kat. So what's the topic from today's show, Dan?
Right. Well, why don't we do the intro? And when I say we, I mean you. Hang on, I'm going to move that camera.
Thank God this doesn't go on YouTube.
Yeah, oh yeah. Look, new mic, we'll talk about that later on as well.
Ooh, that's fancy. That's not a blue ball. What are the blue ball ones?
Blue balls, no, that's what I've got.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing? Are you well? How's the wife and kids? Good. I'm Dominic, and I wish to welcome you to StrangeTimesShow.com with my good friend, Mr. Davian Dent, radio star.
Yes, that was very well introed, actually. It is indeed StrangeTimeshow.com. Why do you call it StrangeTimeshow.com? Well, because we got bored of telling people how to find the fucking website. So that link does everything. I don't know if anyone's looked at it recently, but I've got one of those lovely link tree things. So like, you can find different ways of subscribing. I've not put the Patreon link on it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I would have been smart.
Ah, that's one less Ferrari I'm going to have to buy. Oh, fucking
We need a snappy sort of web address for it, though. What could we have?
Well, like strangetimeshow.com?
Yeah, or like Pen Island or something. Penisland.net.
Pen Island. That's got to be free. Yeah. Well, I'm not typing in my search bar. anyway, yes. I was about to say Ramblecast. I can't say that because that's Adam Buxton, Sir Count Buckules. Well, last week we were domless, and this week we're catless. Maybe next week we'll be Davianless. Fingers crossed. Yeah, there's always hope. Yeah. And wherever there's a will, there are relatives. Cat's got, I think he's got AIDS. Worse. Yeah, I think he's got... he's got bad AIDS, and he's waiting for the shit, we should have prepared for this one. There's an Aussie show, the Flying Doctors. Hang on a minute, I'll fix this in post. It'd be fucking hilarious, mate.
Oh, the Flying
Doctors theme. Okay, let me... So, yeah, Cat's wait... Oh, I turned the thing down. So Cat is waiting for the Flying Doctor to help cure him of his bad AIDS that he's currently got. But he might have a long wait, almost as long as waiting for Oasis tickets. More of that later. Mr. Dom, sir.
Hello.
You saw one of the greatest bands in the world last week, didn't you?
I did, and I saw New Order as well.
Oh, hang on. Controversial take. Now, obviously, my opinions on, dear listener, New Order, it depends on how I feel that week, but it's either the Chameleons or New Order, and when I say New Order, I mean Joy Division as well, that are constantly vying for my most awesomest, bestest band of all time. But ever since Hookie left, that's one thing. It's like, right, because, it's Hookie in it. And also having read his autobiography, and Stephen Morris's autobiography and Bernard Sumner's autobiography, I've come to the conclusion that Bernard Sumner's a bit of a bit of a dick, really. But yeah.
Stephen, Hookie's and Bernard's, and yeah, that's the impression I get, really. He does come across a bit of a prima donna.
Yeah,
prima donna, and a 70-year-old when he was 25 sort of thing. He's one of them, he's always been old.
Yes, indeed. Which is a horrible thing for me to say, really, if you think about it, because A, it's a horrible thing to say, and B, because I utterly love New Order's output from, 1980, 81 till 88. Hang on, technique, but certainly everything up till, and including most of technique, I bloody love. That's almost sick then. So anyway, I'm rambling. Tell us about the goddamn gig.
No, actually, to be fair, it was a good gig. So we didn't bother getting there at 2 o'clock around for tapas because, we're posh. Went out
it's
for tapas,
true.
And we got... And literally, it's at Wivenshaw Park, this gig, where New Order played, and we live roughly 200 yards away. It's like 40. So, we ambled across, and someone called Rasheen Murphy was playing, who I didn't realise was in, I forgot, I was going to say Placebo, but it's not Placebo. Google it. It begins with M, I think.
What am I looking for again?
Rasheen Murphy, R-O-I-S.
Oh, she's a comedian, isn't she?
No, not that one. That's a different one, different Rasheen.
Irish singer-songwriter... And record Maloko. Producer.
Yeah, she was in Maloko. They had one or two hits. So you remember
yes, Maloko. The time is now. It was that song, wasn't it? It was kind of like that, but sung in tune, yeah?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It was like that, but... Right, okay.
So she was all right, and I didn't have a clue who she was. I had to Google her to find out who she was.
I bet you Googled her, you filthy little tut-tut.
Then after a short break, Johnny Marr came on, who was, to be fair, was really good. Played New Order, played electronic, played his own. Billy Duffy turned up. He played because he's a local lad as well, so he played.
Oh, of course, yeah. The Duffster.
The Duffster from The Cult, was it? He played the theme tune to Buffy.
Okay.
I can't remember the song. But no, that is really good, that. And then New Order came on. And in all honesty, they're very arty-farty even now. So the video at the start was like, I think it's like someone diving off a diving board, and it's all like ethereal. Fair play. It's what they wanted to do. And then they got into a couple of songs. And my main issue, it was hearing Peter Hook's bass playing, but done by someone else.
Yeah.
And he even wore it low, not as low, obviously, no one wears it as low, but he wore it quite low. And it was Peter Hook's bass lines played by someone else. And it took me right out of it.
Yeah.
It really did.
I think the thing, one of the, and in all seriousness, one of the things that kind of spoils the magic now is, given my age away yet again, but back when I was watching them in the 80s and stuff, it was always very hit and miss watching and listening to a New Order gig. Because they're self-confessed not brilliant musicians, and even less so back in their formative years and stuff, especially in the early 80s. But also all of the analog tech that they were using at the time, like Gillian would be manning a keyboard if she wasn't like pretending to play guitar badly. She says that she's bad as well. Old Stephen Morris, when he wasn't smacking the skins, he'd be like swapping discs in one of the keyboards and there'd be another sequence again. And it was all very analog, all very ramshackle. Sometimes it just came together and it was wonderful. And sometimes it'd be fucking dreadful, especially if Barney was smashed up on Perno. Now they've still got all those sounds, but it's just playing off an Apple Mac. And it's just like, you might as well be playing a CD and having someone, Barney's got a, how do I politely say, he's got a distinctive voice. I'm not really particularly going to slag his voice off too much because I am by far, I'm far away from being anywhere near a competent singer. Bern has always had a sort of a charm about his voice because, you know, it's a little bit fragile, not particularly in key and stuff. But he really conveys a good emotion in an awful lot of what he sings. But it's just, turn the Mac on, get the backing track playing, and you've got someone doing a hooky impersonation. And it's stadiums, man. I hate stadiums.
There's no intimacy whatsoever. I mean, you've obviously seen the Top of the Pops appearance. It was nothing like that. Nothing like that whatsoever, to be fair to him. They were really tight and they really played it together. It's just, I don't know. It was too strange for me. It was too weird for me. The songs are brilliant and the crowd fucking loved it.
I'm sure it's a crowd-pleasing grace. It's Bonanza. You know that Chameleons are doing some Manchester gigs soon because they've just done a little tour of the States and they're back in Mac because I'm seeing them. Was it December? They're coming down to smelly south of England. I'm looking forward to that.
I believe so. I'll be honest, I've not listened to that much of them, so I would have to give them a good listening to. What's your recommendation? I mean, apart from when you go all out school and when you play that fucking death metal shit, you have a very good taste in music, so I will listen to them and stay on board.
I would actually recommend their most accessible album rather than their best one to start with, although there are some songs on that that are fucking amazing. There are a lot of songs on them. Basically, the album that the title I ripped off of this very podcast, Strange Times by the Chameleons. So their third album that they recorded just when they were pretty much on the verge of splitting up because they had this manager guy who kept them together because Mark, the singer bassist, and Dave Fielding, one of the guitarists, they had major, major fallings out. But this guy, Tony Fletcher, was kind of like the glue. He was kind of like the Rob Gretton. The Selfish Cunt died and they kind of fell apart afterwards. But yeah, they're back. They've got Reg, the other guitarist, he's back in the band. The drummer's still dead, so they've had to get another one.
Fair play.
And the good thing is, because Mark Burgess, his voice is fantastic and much better lyricist than that fucking cunt Morrissey.
But that was funny. With all the furore about Oasis getting back together, Johnny Marr was asked. You see what Johnny's Marr response when he says, like, oh, are you going to reform the Smiths? And he posted a picture of Nigel Farage, basically saying, unless someone's political opinions and leanings have changed recently, the only way you're going to get the Smiths reformed is if Farage will be on guitar, sort of thing.
Right. Morrissey kind of, I recognise, kind of like Oasis, I recognise their importance with their musical contribution, which has been mostly a power of good for youth and stuff and things. And there are some Smith songs that I think are kind of like them, like I like the Beatles. Like there's about a third of their songs that I really, really like, and the rest of it is like, I can't be fucking arsed, to be honest. Less so with Oasis. I think there's probably about two of their songs I can bear to listen to. I ain't saying I'm better than either. Fuck no. I think Morrissey said that I can't pretend to do his voice. I was just thinking of some posh cunt speaking, pretending to be working class. He was saying that they got...
Yeah, comes from Stretford, boy, speaks like that.
Right, okay. He said that they got a lucrative deal, and Johnny said, "Nah, you're right, mate."
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. Oasis though.
Divorce paying. Well, money earning fucking tour.
I don't know if they reunite off the back of it and make an album that's great in the minds of their fans, and fair enough. But I don't know. I never really liked them in the first place. Late 90s, probably at my height of being off my mash. I think there's a few of their songs I used to sing along to when I was off my mash, but I've never bought any of their stuff, wouldn't you? In fact, the only thing that I really like of theirs was when Noel sung on a Chemical Brothers song, Setting Suns.
Setting Suns, yeah, that's good. Yeah. No, I was well into the Britpop thing and fucking Oasis and hating Blur, and went to Knebworth, saw him in Newcastle.
Oh, Knebworth, yeah.
Yeah, went to sort of Main Road, so I saw them, you know, a few times in their peak, as it were. Never got on board with a cocky attitude, because I just think people are that dick.
Yeah.
You see in my story, even before then, after then, now it's everyone who acts like that, you think, oh, it's fucking trying to be Liam. People have always been like that.
Anyone that postures that much, I'm thinking, really? If you're that hard and tough, you wouldn't make such an effort to show that you are, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's the quiet ones you've got to watch out for.
Quietly and carry a big stick. Yeah, so, I mean, I loved them, but there's no fucking way. I wasn't going to pay 150 quid for a ticket.
150 quid, is it?
150 quid for standing at Heaton Park. And it's going to piss down, no question.
Well, it's not for Watford, of course it is.
Exactly. And Kat says cheers, by the way, it's just posted. It must be a live stuff. Oh, well. Yeah, but they have surge pricing on Ticketmaster. So around about 12 o'clock, all of a sudden it was, I can't remember the phrase he used. He used a particular phrase which basically means, now's the time we're going to milk you. And those £150 tickets went up to £355 before they finally sold out. For standing at a concert where they've not even named any support or anything like that. And I dare say it's going to turn into, every night it'll be a big Manchester fucking Happy Mondays one night. Don't know, what's left of Spiral Carpets another night, what's left of Charlatans another night, sort of thing. But still,
other great, yeah. Quid
for fucking Network.
I was attempting half a sentence and I hadn't actually planned out the rest of the sentence, so I'll probably edit this bit out because I'm just being a bit of a dick.
Fair enough. Yeah, my main issue is, I mean, yeah, make money, make hay while the sun shines. I don't begrudge them that. But the fact that they're milking it so blatantly, harshly, so thoroughly, when I'm pretty sure I paid 50 quid each for the tickets for Knebworth. And, you know, on the night I went, it was them, the Bootleg Beatles, Prodigy, Chemical Brothers, and I can't remember who else. I want to say, not Cast, who was it?
Oh, God, I can't say cast. Cast.
Cast.
Yeah.
Cast.
What other Manchester bands could be on the bill? I'm just actually looking at the prideofmanchester.com music top 100. Let's see who... 100. Well, I suppose... number 10, Rick Astley. Is he Mancunian?
No, from Warrington. But he works
Newton Lee Willows singer. Where's Newton Lee Willows?
It's sort of on the other side of Salford.
Oh, fucking hell. So, no, he likes Manchester United as well. Not City. What a cunt. Right, okay, so let's have a little... there's 100. I'm just going to scroll through it until I can find someone I can lose karma points and slag off. In With a Bullet at number 99, Swing Out Sister. Okay. Finley Quay, Gary Barlow. Gary Barlow. Kajagoogoo. I thought they're from Leighton Buzzard. Yeah, they are from Leighton Buzzard.
Manchester.
That's
bullshit.
That's bullshit, isn't it? Star Sailor, they had a hit, didn't they? Star Sailor, that's a song name from Tim Buckley. music fans who are geekier than me, and there's not many of them, but get back to me on that one. John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, yeah. Richard Ashcroft, he's another one that's a great songwriter, bit of a cunt in real life, allegedly. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I believe that. Put it this way, he's no Tim Burgess, is he? None of these are. Tim Burgess, I think, is just a thoroughly nice guy that you'd see walking your dog, you'd have a chat with and not even realise he's like a fucking pop rock star.
He's got a bit of a mad blonde barnet these days, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he looks like a fucking one of those dogs. I can't remember what they're called now, but
I know exactly what you mean.
You know what I mean.
Right, I'm skipping past all the names I don't recognise, although Robin Gibb, okay, fair enough.
The Gibbs are from Cholton.
Happy Mondays, only 70s. Happy Mondays are only 77. That's outrageous. Yeah. Even more outrageous, at 76, Doves, come on, they've got to be in the top 10. Well, I bet you they haven't got Chameleons in here. I've got singer Jimmy Goodwin. I've got a solo album. It's got a really unpronounceable name, which I can't pronounce. It's very good, actually. I love his voice, actually. Simeon, yeah, they had a song. Le Breeze, didn't they? Yeah. People that I don't know. Roisin Murphy. Courtneers, I've heard of them. I'm sure I have. Oh, ABC. Good
ages. Hang on, whoa, back up. The what?
What?
You didn't even see?
Courtneers.
Courtneers.
Stadium rockers from Middleton and former Manchester United ball boys who have magically, who many locally inspired songs, the seven top six albums. I've never heard of them.
Courtneers.
Court, as in tennis court, E-E-N-E-R-S. That's
Courtneers.
Courtneers. No, because there's another band called the Courtneers. Right, good, right. Outside now, no knives.
They're the Courtneers, you dickhead, honestly.
Oh, Courtneers. Right, okay. No. Okay, let's play Spot the Southerner. I'll go. Me. Oh, I'm going to leave that in. I don't mind being thought of as a bit of a dick on this point. Yeah, leave it in. Right, okay. Buzzcocks, of course, leave out the the. Beautiful South. They weren't from Manchester, were they? I thought they were from Hull.
Paul Heaton.
I didn't like. Oh, Ting-Tings. Ting-Tings. They were brilliant.
Yeah.
Poundway. Lisa Star. I wonder if she's found her. Elbow, number 50. Elbow. They're brilliant. Jesus Christ. Five. Asia. Oh, Jeff Downes, yeah. Heat of the moment. Very interesting 16-beat hi-hats on that song. Primal Scream Can't Stand. I briefly liked them when they were...
From Glasgow. I wouldn't say Primal Scream from Manchester. I'd say it's Bobby Gillespie's band.
After being sacked by Manchester band The Wake in 1983, Glaswegian bass player Bobby Gillespie. Yeah, this is a bit of a tenuous list, this, for PrideOfManchester.com. Yeah.
Manny's in Primal Scream, and they have got a new album coming out, so they might bump up the list.
Chasing Status, fucked. Stone Roses, they're another band that the music was spoilt for me because of their swaggering. It's like, right, yeah, look, we all know how to take E. Fucking hell, call your boots, mate. Nico was a German model, so don't know why she's in Pride of Manchester. Billy Duffy, yeah, of course.
Hang on. Nico lived in Hume. She lived with John Cooper Clarke, so I think she did stuff with John Cooper Clarke.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, okay, well, if she... lived there for a bit, then that's fair enough. James, a lot of their pop songs I didn't like, but they had some belters. What's that song of theirs I like? We're Gonna Miss You When You're Gone. That's a lovely song. You know that song?
I do, but I've always had this weird thing that I always thought James was Scouse because I confused him with the Lars. Not Lars, it was it?
Don't say Shed 7.
No, the farm. Was it the farm?
Oh, Scousers? Yeah, get on my gravy train. That's it.
there was a Scouse band, and I really didn't like him. So I just, for some reason in my head, I always thought they were the Scousers.
Yes.
As in?
Atkinson. Oh, yeah, John Anderson, born in Atkinson. Okay. It's really good. Chemical Brothers. Yeah, right. Modest. Why did I think Modest Mouse were Australian? They're an American band. I had Johnny Marr in them for a bit. Okay. So why?
Oh, right.
Jesus. Joy Division, number 21. Fuck off.
21.
Outrageous. They've got to be in the top three.
Right, so hang on. We've had the Bee Gees. We've had the fucking Buzzcocks. We've had
Buzzcocks. There's no other.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, we've pretty much had all the big... I mean, we've not had Godly and 10cc yet. We're not.
I actually skipped past them. I didn't know they're from Manchester. Okay. Are they Manx? Okay. Take that fuck off. The monk, Davy Joan. He was Stockport. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Simply Red. Well, yeah, he used to be in Frantic Elevators, didn't he? Which are around New Order, number 12. The Pride of Manchester website, we're going to have words. If they have missed out the Chameleons, I am going to shit kittens.
If Frank Sybottom's not above fucking New Order, I'm going to be really upset.
I better keep me gob shut. Smiths, number 8. Smiths higher than New Order and Joy Division. Get to fuck, you fucking Egypts. The 1975 placed higher than Joy Division. Fuck me. So, yeah, okay, here's the top 5. J.P. Cooper. Who? Number 4, Oasis. Number 3, the Bee Gees. 2, I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong. Written. R-I-T-O-N. I still can't believe I got the Cortinas wrong. Because it's not how you'd spell the Cortina car, which is why my mind told me to pronounce it differently. You know, you know where I'm coming from. Harry Styles, number 1. Right, Pride of Manchester, I'm never looking at your website again. How fucking dare you?
Beautiful, hang on. I don't fall out with Harry Styles.
I've closed that tab.
Not in the top 100. But who are writing? Writing, what have you said? Number 2.
Look, should we listen to some?
Yes,
right.
We should.
Right, I'm just going to put that on, and probably one of their most famous ones will be at top. By the way, how does the microphone sound? Does it sound any different?
I can hear you. It's doing its job.
Excellent. More of that later. Yep. Right, Righton. Rinse and repeat, official video. Oh, look, they're one of those bands that's got lots of featuring. Right, so they've got no one talented to sing in them, so they have guest singers in. Okay, I'm not gonna like this, am I? Go up, time to shut the club down. This is not how I woke up, but it's how I look now. If you leave with me, we'll be on till morn. Then we rinse and repeat. Yep, no, that's shit. But let's try them again. All right. Nah, fuck it. No, that's all. No, bollocks. Shit.
What?
So how are they higher than fucking New Order, Joy Division, Charlotte? Oh, mate.
So there's no 808 State. There's no sub.
808 State. Fucking hell. I didn't see the... Oh, Jesus.
No Jurassic Column. No John Cooper Clarke. What the fuck?
You'll never see a nipple in the Daily Express. Right, well, that's me annoyed. Let's talk about microphones, shall we? So... I was using the yes, it is another microphone by Rode. I was very happily using the the Rode mini NT USB mini, which was brilliant. As condenser microphone, so it's like top quality. Like,
did it look like a cock?
No, this looks like a cock, and that's because it's my cock.
No, it's like a chode.
Well, my cock is a chode, you know that. It was a good microphone, but being a condenser microphone, it tends to pick up everything, and my room's not very treated. And it wasn't so good with the plosives, buzz. But this new one, the PodMic USB, it's also got proper output, XLR jobby. It's really nice.
Well, you can tell it's directional, because when you went to the back of it, then we couldn't hear fuck all.
Well, that's because it's dynamic and it works one direction. So if I move around the back like this, the volume's probably gone down a bit. So, yeah. There you go. So anyone want to buy a second-hand microphone? Because I'm selling quite a lot of microphones on eBay at the moment. Well, I say I'm selling them. I'm putting them on eBay and people just sending me really badly spelt and formatted sentences, like trying to get me to sell them at a lower price. People just sending in sort of like two word messages. One person just sent Okay, so this microphone, the NT USB, I can't remember how much I'm trying to sell it for, about 90 or something.
$1 million.
No, less than that. But I just got a message that just said 40. So I thought, right, okay, let's have fun with this little dickhead, shall we? I said, 40 what? And he said, that's my offer. And he said, that's my offer. I said, well, no, it's not, because I don't accept offers. It's an auction. What's your reserve? I'm telling you my reserve, mate. It's an auction. So I just blocked him. I couldn't be bothered to deal with him. Because if I get sort of bad vibes or someone that's like sending fucking stupid messages, I thought they're the sort of twat that's going to give me shit if they see a speck of dust on it.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. Right, now I'll block fuck off.
And claim his fucking band and stuff like that. And I've got a shitload of stuff I want to sell, and I've reached that point now where I'm thinking I might just fucking spin it, because I can't be done with the hassle of like fucking sell it. Will you take this? No, it clearly states no offers. And then you finally get to sell it, and it's like, oh well, can I pop around and get it? I live in Darlington. No, you can't pop around. I don't want me in my fucking house. I don't even want you to know my address. Just pay me.
That's it. Bastards. Gosh. They're all bastards out there. You know that, don't you?
Fucking world is full of bastards.
The world is full of bastards. Unlike the lovely people that flock to our Facebook page for chat and hijinks and shits, and I believe giggles as well. Strangetimeshow.com chats group. Find that in your local book of faces. I think someone's actually left a message for us today. Oh, looks like we've got two. Am I going to read them?
Yeah, you are, because I'm on my phone talking to you.
Oh, yeah, so you are.
I will get a proper setup one day, probably like episode 700. I'll have a proper PC and a mic and fuck it. I've got it all. Just haven't got enough to set up for it. It'd be too much hassle to drag it all out.
Yeah, I know you mean, mate. It's all good. Right, well, first one's from our beloved Dana. Hang on a minute. Oh, no, that was the other week. Oh, no, it's all right. She still sent us in another message, so I was looking at the wrong week there. Imagine me making a mistake during a broadcast. Oh, I hope I don't do that tomorrow. Right, okay, so Dana says, oh, that's right, because I put out a message saying, have you got anything hilarious you want to read out, need any advice? Wants us to tell Kat he's a massive foaming ball bag. Dana says, I couldn't call Kat a massive foaming ball bag. Good for you. I could. I just did. But the neighbours and all the cars and noise tonight could be a candidate. Well, if you'd like us to come round and give your neighbours and cars a bit of a drubbing, then we would be pleased to do so. How dare these people upset our Dana? I won't have it.
I have a willow stick.
You've got a willy?
I've got a willow stick I am willing to thrash their cars with.
That sounds utterly fair and reasonable. God, it's fucking pervert next. Kenny.
Kenny. I was going to say narrow it down a bit, but yeah, Kenny.
Well, okay. Yeah. Anyone with that cramps. Right. Why did I think of Wigfield when, it's Saturday night. I've had a skinful. Kelsa fucking Breeze. Baby. And this was posted, about 2 in the afternoon. Wow. Right, it's Saturday night. I've had a skinful. Should I start posting inappropriate dick pics to my ex-mother-in-law? Although they will be the ones you've already... I can't read that out. Although they will be the ones you'd already sent me of Cat's dingling. Another person who needs to work on their words a bit more when writing them down. I think alcohol might have had something to do with that. We know he's had a drink. Also, shout out to Monica for a superb dance of the ferrets the other week. What the fuck does that mean? Monica Hamburg, she posted something rather saucy on Instagram. Sorry, Instagram. On Insta. She dropped a vid on Insta. It's like their version of the toctics, isn't it?
Yeah, okay, it's a copyright infringement word they use. Copyright infringement dogging word they use.
Copyright infringement dogging?
Dodging.
Oh, dodging. Yes, right, okay.
Exactly the same thing as all the other ones, but different name.
God, blimey. Where are your dogs, by the way?
They're all upstairs in bed because we've got air conditioning upstairs, so they all fucking troll to bed with them.
Oh, you fucking bastard. You've got aircon.
Yeah, well, it's one of those portable units, but I've got a fucking good one. It's like 9,000 BTUs, whatever a BTU is.
Why do you bother with air conditioning when you live in Manchester and it's permanently cold anyway?
Because our bedroom is permanently 25 degrees, and when it gets fucking an out tiniest bit warm outside, it's like a fucking sauna. So, and then when you've got like two adults and three big massive dogs who weigh about the same as an adult in a small confined space, it's just fucking, there's no sleep to be had. So I thought, do you know what? I think it was 190 quid, and I thought, that's an investment, and we've got it. And
that's not so bad.
Well, you say it's not so bad, but I'm warm downstairs now because the electric meter is spinning around so fast, it's just generating a lot of heat into the living room. But it's probably worth it because it means once you fall asleep, you're asleep. It's just nice cold. It's like being on holiday.
I need to get a new mattress, actually. I'm going to go for this is how rock and roll my life is these days. The other day, rather than looking up Grumble Flicks and what drugs I could order off the black market with Bitcoin, I was looking at I was looking at mattresses. And I'm not going to go for a full memory foam one because apparently they trap heat, and I'm a bit of a fat, sweaty mess these days. So I'm going to go for a hybrid one with lots of springs, but like a foamy top. Because we like a good foamy top, don't we? Right, kids?
We do, yeah. Sorry, I thought you meant you were going to sleep in a Yaris. Sorry.
What?
A Toyota Yaris, a hybrid.
Ah! Oh, that's not an entirely appropriate sound effect for that, but hey, when have I ever...
So hang on.
What?
You have the opportunity to buy an Emma mattress and you're not taking it. You're going to buy a different one.
What?
Have you seen them?
What?
There are memory foam mattresses like Simba mattress, but there's one called Emma. Remember Emma?
Oh, yes. Right.
I just thought you might go out buy an Emma mattress since Tribute to Fallen Heroes sort of thing.
Bounce around on Emma for a couple of hours, yeah. Oh, Mrs. Right. Oh, just looking at Facebook, I've suddenly got a picture of Mark Hamill walking down the road next to a Darth Vader impersonator. Weird. I went to, let's have some music to break up a really clunky gear change. And it's not really that exciting, but for my daughter's 18th birthday, stop it, Kenny. She's turned 18 now. She wanted to go to a cat cafe, so we went to this place in that there, Londonshire. It's a massive place called the Westfield Centre. A fucking massive place. There's a place called Java Whiskers. It's a cat cafe. It's actually fucking delightful. You walk in there, it's kind of like a cafe, but there's a couple of security doors because you don't want all the cats escaping. And it's like it's really chill, sort of like lounge music playing, and there's this small lounge area with about 20 cats, and they're just like mooching around, just, you know, hanging out, being really cool. It's really nice. Then later on, she had loads of friends over, and they got shitted, which is pretty much what you have to do on your birthday, innit?
Absolutely, on your 18th, absolutely.
Yeah.
So did they frisk you when you're walking out, so you're not nicking any of the cats?
I was quite tempted, because...
Yeah, you look the time. Definitely look the time. If you weren't married, you'd have like 19 cats in a flat.
I probably would. I'd have cats and dogs, because I was previously a dog person. I hadn't owned cats prior to us having pee. So I followed the normal thing. Oh, cats are aloof and shit. Who want a cat? Dogs rule. But then, I've totally changed my mind on cats. I do like them a lot. But I do want a dog. I want a big Irish wolfhound. I want an Irish wolfhound, a Labrador, and a beagle. I used to have a beagle years ago when I was young, which was a long time ago. And we very unimaginatively called it Snoopy as well. Snoopy the beagle. Lovely dog.
Did you have to pin its ears up when it ran?
No, you're thinking of Bassett's.
Oh, I am. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Fred Bassett.
Yeah.
yeah.
They're lovely dogs, but they're a bastard to train. They're very willful. Sure. Excuse me. I'm knackered. Oh, dear. So,
We've got two boxers who are too old now.
Boxer beat. Do you remember that song?
Of course I do, yeah, Joe Boxer.
Oh, I have to put it on now. A Dexys Midnight Runners vibe going on there.
Yeah, very much so.
Flipping out. Boxers are lovely dogs, aren't they? All dogs are lovely. Like, well, apart from those little rat dogs. I don't know those little rat dogs. They can fuck off.
They're not dogs. They're just fucking trained mice.
Trained mice?
Yeah, that's all they are. So the two boxers, when they were young, they would have been very trainable, and one of them started off really, really trainable and then eased into his life like a normal dog. But the other one, the dog de Bordeaux, couldn't teach her a fucking thing. She's far too in charge and willful. She'll never learn.
She'll learn.
And doesn't do it as she should do.
Right.
Because she's a bitch.
She's a bitch, girl. Who's that?
Dominic, I've been trying to
see
for long.
It's Hall and Oates, isn't it?
Devil Woman.
Hall and Oates.
Maneater.
What are you going on about?
Oh, here she comes.
No, Rich Girl. Oh, come on, you know that song.
No, mate.
They were one of those pop twosomes where there was the guy with most of the talent who was obviously the massive cunt of the duo, and there was the guy that probably had the connections and stood in the background, a bit like the Andrew Ridgeley factor, you know?
Yeah, I think more Garfunkel notes sort of... syndrome, but yeah, you're right. There is, you generally have a duo, and there's the one that's talented and does the work, and then there's the gobshite. You know, the Pet Shop Boys, Chris Lowe, for example, I reckon he was the talent, and Neil Tennant was the singer.
Oh, I love that song, Rent. That's a good song, that.
I love the early stuff.
Yeah, their first remix album, Disco, is brilliant. It's a really good version of that song, Suburbia, and of course, West End Slags. I'm so sorry.
Fisting
Slags. Dun, 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 dun. I haven't even had any edibles today.
What?
Because I want to keep. I want to be on good form for tomorrow because it's my first shift at. Radio Jackie.
Yeah. I was going to say, are you going to name the station? Can we tune in?
I just did. Radio Jackie. Radio Jackie 107.8 FM. I don't think the signal will get up your passage, although they have an app.
Do they have a DAB?
I'm not sure if they are DAB because they're purposely, because they used to be a pirate station. In 1969. Nice. They're a pirate station for ages, and I think that they're trying to keep that vibe because they've got the same logo that they've ever had. Radio Jackie DAB. How to listen to radio. Oh, right. Okay. So they're very vehemently opposed to DAB in its current state, apparently. But you can get an app from your Google Play Store or Apple App Store if you're a cunt.
What time are you on tomorrow then?
My slot is I'm doing the traffic and travel from between 10 and 2, which I've just realised I'm going to miss the fucking beginning of the Grand Prix. What an idiot.
Shit.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and that's
going to watch last week and I'll be the same.
Huh?
Just watch last week's, it'll be the same.
Oh, shut up, you Luddites.
Although, did I see something about some fucking 18-year-old's got a contract there now and he's taken over from Lewis Hamilton or something?
Yeah, that's what they do now. They get really young people in with lots of financial backing, as opposed to getting people that can actually fucking drive properly. Lance Stroll, I'm looking at you.
Oh, my daddy's bought a Formula One team.
He's Canadian. Yeah. I mean, the only good thing to come out of Canada was Rush and Monica Hamburg, frankly.
Good, yeah.
There's probably other things. I'll probably get loads of complaint there. No, I won't, because no one listens. But yeah, I am quite worried, though. I'm quite nervous about it, which is strange because I've been doing this for a long time. But of course, I have the power of edits after we've recorded, and I go back and listen to it and go, oh, I do stutter quite a lot, don't I? Or I do say the word cunt quite a lot. And I've sung in front of thousands of people live, bands and stuff. But the thought of doing a radio broadcast is actually quite terrifying.
Yeah, really? I've done interviews on radio. I've not done a presenting thing, but I'm very, very aware of the filler words and the ums and ahs I use on a constant basis. And I use them as punctuation. Mm. And I've noticed it more and more. I'll watch BBC News and there'll be people talking and not using one filler word and not one um and ah. And I'm waiting for them to do it. And I find myself getting almost a little bit anxious because it's like, do it. For fuck's sake, just do it.
Well, yeah. This is a thing, because I shouldn't do too many ums and ahs because it's scripted. Basically, when I'm not reading the travel and traffic, I'm like watching the screen to see, because we cover a certain area, it's like getting like the accidents. John Smith in an Audi's driving like a cunt up the A3, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah. So it's scripted. But when I get nervous, the old asthma chokes kick in. I tend to stutter. And a trouble with my R's. Because when I'm doing podcast or singing live and stuff, it's just, you know, spare the moment, uncensored and stuff. But, you know, I've really got to mind my P's and Q's.
You have. Well, that's what I'd be concerned about. Because I did, I was showing my age now. Big Breakfast advertised for applying to be our weather presenter.
Did you? You'd have been brilliant, mate.
Yeah, except I swore. I said it's pissing down because I thought I was being edgy and funky. And then I realised, no, not even funky, edgy youth TV is going to allow you to say it's pissing down in Manchester. And yeah, it's chucking it down in Belgium. So yeah, just don't swear.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fine.
Yeah, I'll save that for the last day. But, you know, it's a foot in the door of radio. That's my end goal of playing obscure music that no one likes late at night on a radio station no one knows. That's the dream.
It's a laudable dream to have, because John Peel died and no one replaced him. And
I think the closest we've got to John Peel is probably going to be Steve Lamack. But in particular, it was that slot. It was like not late, late, but it was reasonably late at night. You know, just before the graveyard shift radio, and good old Peel. Who needs the latest one by the fall? My Vauxhall Opal's got buckets of pasta by the fall. I've not read his book. He started an autobiography, but he fucking died, didn't he? And didn't finish it. So didn't his missus finish it or something? Is it Margrave of the Marshes, I think it might be called.
No, I've no idea.
I've got that, and I've not read it yet.
I've got a stack of books that I've not read and keep adding to
a
it.
A stack of books, you say?
I've got two bookcases full of books to read. And
oh, goodness.
For some reason, I've started collecting Beano comics again. So I've not told the missus yet, but I've got 450 of them coming in the post in the next few days.
That's not the sort of thing you can hide quite easily.
Well, the door's closed. I've got 10 Lever Arch files with plastic wallets ready on a shelf. I'm going to kind of hide them in, and she may not see them.
Oh, you're fucking tripping, mate.
I know. Oh, speaking of tripping, check this out.
Uh-oh.
This is for us. This is not for the listenership.
Oh, hang on. Do I have to edit point 50 minutes? Right.
No. The missus bought some new glasses and seen them on video. I'm going to show you. These are her reading glasses. Check these out.
Oh, they're pretty funky, actually. I like those.
They're fucking wicked, aren't they?
I do like those.
I've seen a watch as well, and I think I might get it just to match her. that's for us. That's not for any of the hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can only see that if you sign up to our Patreon at
catisdead.com.
Oh, now if that was on a condenser mic, you would have heard that fart. It's a dynamic microphone, so it's only tuning into what's immediately in front of it.
Is it dynamic or is it directional? I thought it was a difference.
It's dynamic, but it's directional.
I thought dynamic was like what do you call them? Not them. Parabolic.
Batman. Oh.
No. What's the word? There's a word. It's like parabolic or hyperbolic or something like that. And I thought a dynamic one powered it up, amplified it up for you. Nah, I'm dreaming. I'm on
dreaming. What are you drinking there? Are you sucking?
Pepsi Max. I'm not no fucking beer.
I've no beer. Some before. So
yeah.
I'm not on edibles, and you're not on bodies.
Stone cold sober.
Oh dear, blimey!
I know.
Right, I'm gonna have to make a note that we're sober. Jesus. I'll listen back to it.
I think it's already been read out in Parliament that we're sober today. It's such a landmark. Neither of us are.
Yeah, jeepers.
Where'd you get them peepers?
Oh, yeah. Susie Sue used that in their song Peep Show.
Oh, really?
That was a great song. I'm going to have to play a bit of that now. Except I can't spell Susie. I have to think about it. Sookzy.
S-I-O-U-X-I-E or something like that, is it?
Yeah.
Got an X in it.
Peep Show.
I wasn't too.
Peekaboo.
Hang on, before you play it, I was a bit young when.
Oh yeah, sorry.
When during that time, I was a bit young, so I didn't know.
Yeah, all right. And all that.
And I remember watching Top of the Pops 2 more recently, and it's like, hang on, that guy in the bass or whatever it is looks a lot like Robert Smith at The Cure. And obviously it was, and I didn't realise the whole scene.
Oh, right, yeah. He played with them for a while. When the Cure was doing their pornography album and stuff, I think the first thing of theirs he was on was their cover of Dear Prudence, yeah. But yeah, Peekaboo. Yeah. She's such an icon. Bloody brilliant stuff. Right.
Do you find yourself listening to people like that and to songs and stuff which hold a memory for you, but you never would have listened to them in any other way? If I'm going to try and describe. Well, for me, John Otway, was it Body Talk he did on Young Ones?
Oh, bloody hear his Body Talk. No, I'll make his Body Talk, yeah.
Yeah, I fucking love that so much. I actually got his books and got his music and watched his film and stuff like that. But normally I never would have listened to it because it just wouldn't have been my thing. But I just love that thing in The Young Ones. Oh, honey, I'll give it away with your body talk.
Every time you break. Oh, that's right, because he had those fucking electronic drum pads wired all over him, didn't he?
Yeah.
Tom saw Alien Romulus last week, and he said it's really good, actually.
Yeah, I've seen trailer for it. That was very interesting. Yeah, it was more like
the older stuff. Well, it comes between the first film and the second film, so that'd be good.
Yeah, I'll go and see that. You know, I'll look at the telly and put the box on.
The old dodgy box. Yeah.
The old dodgy box.
Right, we've done nearly an hour, mate, and I was going to go.
Quick chat.
We're just going to have a quick chat and a cup of Horlicks and an early night for me to rest my. Oh Jesus! Did you hear that? My voice started to crack up. Yeah. Oh, I'll have to.
Your voice is bottling it.
Yeah, bottle it, bottler. I'll have to have some Manuka honey in the morning. Rub it all over my penis. I don't know where that came from. I haven't quite finished editing last week's show that you weren't on, episode 496.
I was going to call in. I saw the S pop up on my phone. I was going to dial in, but it was blasting the speakers. So.
I always wondered what happened there, because when I start the Skype call, it like starts the conference call, but it doesn't actually ring any phones. God, I'm having a bad air day today. Mm. You have to actually press the button to like ring. But if you just start it, then if people can join if they've already been in the, I don't know how it works, but yeah. So so what, when I start the call, you get a little icon on your phone, do you?
Yeah, it's on the top, notifications, a little S saying, join the call. Yeah, it doesn't actually ring. You'd assume it'd just ring, but I suppose it's like a Teams call, isn't it? It's like you've got to dial into it, not the other way around. They're not dialing
you. There you go.
If you called me on Skype, I assume it'd just ring like a phone.
Or like a Teams call. Yeah. A telephone device. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Fucking hell. Right. Okay. Well, there you go, dear listener. You've got a bonus half hour because we weren't going to come on for as long as we did, but we did because we love you so very much. Especially if
I'll be honest.
What?
No, I'll be honest. I forgot they were there.
Really?
I just chatted to me, mate. I forgot they were there.
Saucy. Please do point your internet browser to strangetimeshow.com. Look at the various links and ways that you can listen to this pile of rancid horseshit. We used to finish the shows years ago saying rate and review us on iTunes. Not really bothered about that, to be honest. You can if you want to. Don't really care. It's not going to make us stop or will us to do better. We've had 12 years to pick our game up, and look, we found our level and we're sticking at it. Thank you very much. You got any words of wisdom before we hilariously end the show in some kind of pretentious bullshit way?
You say pretentious bullshit. You're the one that in the background has got a busboy's cap over one thing and you got a high hat over the other side.
A busboy's cap?
Is that a busboy's cap?
No, that's just a base. That's just a cap.
Ooh. Wait there.
Uh-oh. Okay, dear listener, the phone has gone down with the camera pointing up at the ceiling. Oh, he's not going to do soggy biscuit again, is he? I'll be sorely disappointed. I can hear some rummaging around. Oh, God. Is he just going to suddenly teabag this camera? Actually, I'd pay to watch
that. I was really tempted to do that, though. I spent 30 fucking quid on that.
That is uncanny because look at the t-shirt I'm wearing. Oh, hang on. Hang on. Let me click on print over print screen. Right. Okay. Save that.
There we go. Well, I've covered art for the first time in about 8 years.
Yes. Actually, that's quite amazing. Matching logos. Isn't that fucking cool? Anyway, what are we doing? Oh, that's right. We were closing the show up.
Yeah, we're saying goodbye.
We were. Oh, shit, the bed. Hang on, is it still working? Germany calling. Oh, I've got fucking cables everywhere. I need to really tidy this place up. Right.
Your mind or your room?
Everything.
Probably
just,
both.
Just everything.
Tune in next week, folks. Next week will be a in memoriam show to Kat Sorens, who sadly died in a freak yachting accident over the weekend. Rest in peace, Kat.
Yeah, it was. You say yachting accident. What he did is he chucked a load of sodium up his arsehole and went swimming.
You're right. Sorry, I said yachting. I meant yogurt. Sorry, my mistake. You're right.
Oh, dude, what's going to play us out? Is it going to be good old Neil Young? Oh, look, I can't open What do you mean couldn't open the media file? I was playing it half an hour ago. Fucking technology gives me the shits. Anyway, I'm going to save my voice so I can sound beautiful at Radio Jackie 107.8 tomorrow. I'm shitting myself. Say goodbye, Dominic.
Goodbye, Dominic.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Go fuck yourselves.